It's time for Rant.
Today's rant brought to you by Roy's Umbrella. Need a home loan? Looking to do a refi? Just check out roysumbrella.com. Also, check out my video rants over on YouTube if you don't like that with Grant Napier. Well, Lloyd Pierce is out, as you probably have heard, head coach of the Atlanta Hawks. But you've got Dallas Mavericks head coach Rick Carlisle, who was also the president of the NBA Coaches Association. Now, I'm going to read what he said because I still cannot believe this. Quote, "I know that Black History Month officially ended yesterday, but on the way over here on the bus, I heard about the dismissal of Lloyd Pierce in Atlanta. I just want to make a couple of comments about Lloyd. This is a shocking development to all of us in the coaching world. The timing seems odd. The team had injuries, a lot of those kinds of things. But Lloyd is a guy that has had a profound effect on the landscape of social justice, particularly over the last 12 months. He was the chairperson in Coaches for Racial Justice. He was the guy that was the first guy in the entire NBA to facilitate his local arena as a voting center in Georgia. And that triggered a chain of events that led to 22 NBA arenas being certified as voting centers. As we're all well aware, the state of Georgia, in very large part because of Lloyd's work and his commitment, went from being a traditional Republican state to a Democratic state. Not only electoral college vote in the presidential election, but also in the runoff elections in January, which has massively changed the landscape of our country. So, Rick, I got a question for you. What the hell does that have to do with coaching? What does it have to do with anything involved coaching in the freaking NBA? Hey, Rick, you may want to go pick up the story in The Athletic where they talked about Lloyd Pierce losing the locker room and the issues with the star point guard Trae Young. That may help you next time you want to make a statement. Now, this is embarrassing. And again, I hate to keep on saying this because I was in a league for a long time and I know Rick Carlisle. And I really have immense respect for Rick. I honestly do. I mean that. But this is wrong. I mean, really? You're talking about what the man did in terms of voting in the state of Georgia, and you're talking about the profound impact on the landscape of our country. Like, again, what does that have to do with coaching in the NBA? Hey, Rick, you know what? If you're a Democrat and you're happy that Joe Biden won, good for you. All right? Good for you. But you're bringing in all of this and the Lloyd Pierce's firing by the Atlanta Hawks. You know better than that, Rick. You've been in the league long enough to know there are certain things that you need to stay out of, and this is one of them. I mean, this is ridiculous. Let the Atlanta Hawks do what they want. It's their freaking franchise, all right? And again, read the story in The Athletic. There's a reason why Lloyd Pierce is not coaching the Hawks anymore. And if he's as great as you say, and others, and I'm not saying that he's not, he'll get another opportunity, all right? And hopefully, he'll maintain his job. Hopefully, he'll have a lot of success. But please, Rick, leave the voting stuff out of it because that has nothing to do at all with his job as a coach in the freaking NBA. And that's my rant for today.